I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Yesterday, Shahbaz Sharif was selected as the new prime minister of Pakistan. A no-confidence vote on Saturday removed Imran Khan from the position. Protests have erupted across the country. Khan claimed his removal was an American-funded conspiracy. Nehemiah with FMI says his supporters have taken up the narrative.
This is very, very first time in Pakistan's history, public Pakistan, your common man, is chanting and protesting in the streets of Pakistan. And they are chanting against the Americans. They are chanting against the Pakistan military establishment.
Sharif leads the Pakistan Muslim League, which has held power in the country several times. Nehemiah says the party has supported terrorists, and Pakistani believers have suffered several attacks during their rule. Join us in asking God to protect them. And the West considers sending more military support to Ukraine to repel Russia's latest push in the eastern region. Meanwhile, officials say at least 1,200 civilians were killed in the Kyiv area during Russian occupation. Ever wonder what keeps believers in Ukraine going amid the horrors of war? John Fugler says the Transworld Radio Ukraine team is
standing on God's sovereignty and taking a look at the eternal picture. And they know that one day Jesus will return.
As the Russian invasion drags on, Ukrainians are turning to Christian media for hope. Visits to the TWR360 platform have increased 40% from Kyiv since the war began. With the Russian withdrawal from Kyiv, believers can soon return to the TWR Ukraine studios. Praise God, and pray that the war would end soon.
Pray that the Lord would be glorified some way through this. Pray for people to come to Christ.
Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.